A small group of Michigan residents has a dream to create a product, a beverage that consumers will want. This item would be somewhat pricey, but with Americans having an interest in things European, they're confident it will take off, especially when people taste it. Chemistry professor Chris Berglund is tweaking the liquid in a lab at Michigan State University.
Trying to develop optimal conditions to do the fermentation and then optimal conditions with which to run the distillation process to make the final product.
He's using a Michigan resource to make an age-old European spirit, cherry brandy. With a 10-gallon still working away, he's slowly distilling a mash of cherry pits, skins, and juice. The purpose here is as clear as the alcohol itself. He's trying to duplicate what the French call eau de vie and the Germans call Kirschwasser.
Kirschwasser means cherry water. We're trying to see how close we can get to the real McCoy. I have one doctoral student in chemistry who's doing a lot of the analytical work, and I have a postdoc who's actually German.
And they're all over 21?
Yes, they are.
To create a successful product in Michigan, they use their senses to gauge the aroma and taste of European samples and samples they're making. Their work is backed by the Michigan fruit industry and the Cherry Marketing Institute. They'll start with cherries and use other fruits, including pears, apples, and plums. Berglund explains the idea of Michigan brandy is not new.
We looked at this as many as 10 years ago, and it was sort of put on the shelf saying, you know, maybe this dog will have its day. Well, I think now's its time. Things have changed. There's very aggressive people in the wine industry, aggressive people in the cherry industry, and they've been aided with some changes in laws and some different regulations.
One of those aggressive sorts is winemaker Mark Johnson. He grows grapes and cherries in northern Michigan. Johnson believes Michigan has what's needed to make this product superb, fruit.
You know, people recognize, at least around the Midwest, if not around the country, people recognize Michigan as an incredibly high-quality fruit-producing state. We're just going to take it one step further.
Through research, he and the others found that the essential hardware for making Kirschwasser is a proper copper German still. To learn more, Johnson and his colleagues packed up and went to Germany. They looked at distilleries, the quality of fruit, tasted the goods, and brought some home.
Do you smell the cherry?
Oh, yes.
Now, that's one of the reasons that I brought back this particular producer. We felt, all of us felt, that this fellow produced the best cherry brandy.
Johnson says in Germany, the best fruit made the best brandy.
And in areas where fruit was not a big thing, but they had stills, the brandy wasn't very good, which was very encouraging to us because we're in an area where we've got the best fruit in the country. There's no reason why Michigan, I don't think, cannot become the Black Forest of the United States.
Johnson and his partners are ordering 30-gallon stills. The plan is to bring three over and start their industry with one distinct product. So far, the partners include MSU, Johnson, and another area winemaker. Michigan State is doing the research and teaming up with the others who are ready to launch the product.
And that's what we want to do. We want to create an industry. That's why Michigan State is pushing, and that's why the Cherry Marketing Institute is contributing to Michigan State's efforts to really create an industry, not just have some crazy person in Traverse City or Pawpaw go on their own and make a few products that go nowhere.
It takes more than 30 pounds of sweet, overripe cherries to make a liter of 80-proof brandy. That may sound like a lot of cherries, but it's only a dent in Michigan's cherry surplus.
We're not going to save any fruit industry because we're not going to use enough fruit to do that, at least not by the amount of fruit that we use for the brandy. But what we will do, we hope, is heighten the awareness of a product. And hopefully that will pull the rest of the industry along.
But Berglund says it may be a while before you can taste Michigan brandy.
I mean, if we're going to try to create an industry, we're starting from scratch. There's a learning curve here. Hopefully we'll drink most of the first part of that learning curve so that when we do hit the market with the product, it'll be a very, very high-quality product.
Look for it in clear 370-milliliter bottles at about $30 each. At that price, if it is a success, Berglund and Johnson will be the first to lift their snifters to Michigan brandy as an industry. In Traverse City, I'm Michelle Corum for the Great Lakes Radio Consortium.